Mark Driscoll says, when God speaks, we are not to converse, we are to obey. And again, I do not know Driscoll, don't know much about him, but the things I have, the MP3 files and the stuff I've read and the stuff he has taken from the emergent church, the things they've said about him, just do a Google search and you'll see. I appreciate him on those points. The big problem is emergents claim to be evangelicals, yet they seek to question God's word. I'll make that statement two or three times here because I don't want you to miss the fact these people claim to be us. See, they're not claiming to be some cult out there. They're not claiming to be some new religion. They're not claiming to be the liberals. No, they claim to be us. They call themselves evangelicals. Tony Jones told the 2005 National Youth Workers Convention, that's a scary thing to think about, that he said this there. He said, emergent doesn't have a position on absolute truth or on anything else for that matter. At least he was honest about it. There is no absolute position. Now, this is maybe the rock star of the emergent church movement. And chances are, somebody in this room right now in your church, somebody in your church has the Pneuma DVDs, and somebody in your church is playing those in a Sunday school class or a small group. Because the Pneuma DVDs have sold 1.5 million sets. And Rob Bell, perhaps the most popular of the emergent leaders, founded the Mars Hill Church in Granville, Michigan, just outside Grand Rapids. 10,000 people gather there each week. He also does a tour each year. His 2007 tour was called The Gods Aren't Angry. It's in red there. You notice it's God with a small g and with an S on the end. That's exactly the way he spelled it. The Gods Aren't Angry tour. He was selling out 2,000 to 5,000 seat venues. 2,000 to 5,000 seat venues. There are a couple of his books. He has a new book coming out. Velvet Elvis on the left is his more belief system, what he believes. And Sex God on the right is a book we won't talk about. You're all supposed to laugh right there, but you missed it. Okay. Maybe I just didn't deliver very well on that one. Okay. Hey, I've always thought I'm a real positive guy that God's called to talk about negative stuff. I do not walk around with a little cloud of doom and gloom over my head because I know in whom I believed. And I remember what happened in February 1981 when through the marriage counselor that had labored and prayed with me and prayed with my wife and finally led her to the Lord. Finally, in his office, I surrendered to Jesus and Jesus set me free that morning of a 14-year drug addiction, including a 3-year heavy cocaine addiction. I know what it's like to live out there in the lost world. And I know what I believe today. That's why I refuse to get depressed about anything that's going on, including Wall Street. Praise God.
Amen. Preach.
Bell's new book is Jesus Wants to Save Christians, a manifesto for the church in exile. That's the book that's coming out here pretty quick. Both Bell and McLaren recommend a book by Ken Wilber called A Brief History of Everything. Once again, it's important to know who these people recommend. Well, Ken Wilber's a practicing Mayan Buddhist. So that's the kind of books that Rob Bell is hoping his congregation will read. And Ken Wilber also promotes yoga and Zen and Kabbalah. Wilber's book teaches that Christianity is currently in the 4th of 9 levels of evolution. And McLaren says, I'm trying with Ken Wilber's help to make it clear that I believe there is something above and beyond the current alternatives of modern fundamentalism and absolutism and pluralistic relativism. That's a mouthful. I've stumbled on that one before. He's saying there's something else, and they're still looking for it. Of Wilber's book, Rob Bell says, read that book for 3 months. McLaren says, thanks to Wilber's book, I have an understanding of the world and where theology is going. I'm afraid I do too. Like Brian McLaren, Rob Bell is a theological revisionist who doesn't like what the Bible says and is clearly teaching false doctrine. You can't call it anything else. You know, it's not that everything they're saying is wrong. It's just that it's far enough wrong. It's kind of like saying, well, underneath that thin coating of arsenic is a really juicy ribeye steak. And if I can just get through the arsenic, look at that steak, I gotta have it. You eat enough of those ribeyes and it won't be long before you're gonna be dying from that little thin coating that's on top. See, and that's what's happening to us. On salvation, the cross, and repentance, Rob Bell says, He says that instead of offering himself as a once-for-all sacrifice for sin, Jesus dies to prove to humanity that God isn't angry with them anymore. That's where he got the term, the gods aren't angry. And he says there's no need to repent. That's what he said in Dallas, Texas, November 16th last year at his tour stop. About repentance, he says, repentance is not turning from sin. It's a celebration of life in Christ. He furthermore went on to state that anyone who tells you need to repent is not talking about Christianity. So I guess I'm not, because I believe without repentance, there is no salvation. They don't teach that at Saddleback. Because you can't find that in his book. Purpose-driven life does not have repentance in it, folks. Thus, how could anyone be saved? But that's another seminar. If Rob Bell is right, then John the Baptist, Peter, Paul, and Jesus are all wrong. Because what he's teaching is in direct odds, direct contradiction with the Scripture. Direct contradiction. To come to this conclusion, Bell has to ignore the evidence in the New Testament that repentance is turning from sin and turning to Christ alone through faith, and to ignore the Old Testament Jewish doctrine of repentance, of coming to God by faith and turning from sin. On biblical authority, on Sola Scriptura, Rob Bell says, this is part of the problem with continually insisting that one of the absolutes of the Christian faith must be a belief that Scripture alone is our guide. It sounds nice, he says, but it's not true. When people say that all we need is the Bible, it's simply not true. Now, folks, he didn't say that off the cuff at the pulpit someplace. He wrote that in his book, Velvet Elvis. I learned a long time ago as an author, you don't write anything in a book that you don't want to dog you the rest of your life. You want to make sure what you write is what you know you believe. Brian McLaren said the cross is almost a distraction and false advertising for God. I glory in the cross. Praise God for what happened at the cross. That was the demarcation line between death and life. On the cross and the substitutionary atonement, Brian McLaren recommends a book by Steve Chalk called The Lost Message of Jesus. And Chalk says that the message of the cross is divine child abuse. Now, these are sold in Christian bookstores, folks. Brian McLaren says about Chalk's book, the book could help save Jesus from Christianity. Because, see, we've always had it wrong. And now suddenly they have it right. He was asked whether homosexuality was right or wrong, and he said, there is no way I can answer this without hurting someone on either side. Frankly, many of us don't know what we should think about homosexuality. End quote. Call me, Brian. I can tell you. Because all I need to do is quote the book of Romans, which doesn't mean I hate anybody. It means I love them enough to tell them the truth and hope that the Spirit of God by His Word will get through the hardness of their hearts. Doug Padgett, who's an emerging leader from Solomon's Porch up in Minnesota, was asked, is homosexuality incompatible with Christian faith? And he said, no, being gay and Christian is not a contradiction in any way. I'll come back and talk about Padgett and Bell after a while here. See, when doctrine is exchanged for lies and the creation is worshipped instead of God, then the door is open for homosexuality to flourish. You know, when we saw earth worship begin to rise up in the 1960s, we should have known the next major movement would be homosexuality as normal. Do you know how I know this? Romans chapter 1 teaches it. There's a chronology in Romans chapter 1. When they worship the earth and serve the earth instead of the Creator, the next thing is men are given over to men and women given over to women. It's happening. Exactly what God's Word said would happen is exactly what's happening. Isn't that something? You're all supposed to laugh at that too. Romans chapter 1 is clear about this. You can write them down. Romans 1, verses 21 through 32, in particular 21, 22, and 23. The catch is, again, evangelicals or people who claim to be are promoting this. Now, I've taken the slides about New Age mysticism out of this seminar. I'm not going to take the time to explain what a labyrinth is, but it is the underlying spiritual foundation of the emerging church movement. Stuff like labyrinths, which is a